This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
One of the things that I sports realize while on vacation for a few days in Mexico is it feels like we have lost an NBA team. Like we've turned into a market that is about to not have basketball coverage.
Yep.
That's what it feels like. As for the Cowboys, like, yeah, you see a couple Cowboy hats and people want to talk about them and bring them up. And I'm just like, I really would like to focus on, you know, the Dallas Mavericks defending their Western Conference championship, but you can't do that because all anyone wants to talk about is Luka. And the realization hit me, like, it's starting to feel like contraction here. That's what it's what it's feel like with the Dodgers deal.
It has. I mean, there is literally, like, the only thing people want to talk about when it comes to basketball is the trade. Why do they make the trade? That's it. Nobody's talking about the games. Nobody's talking about, and I know they're on the break, but nobody's talking about the games. Nobody's talking about the prospects of the rest of the season. They're talking about the ownership, moving to Vegas, or the trade. That's it. It's like there is no game anymore. There's no game. There's no games coming.
Yep.
There's no playoffs. There's no title. And even if there is a title, I'm not sure it even matters.
I mean,
the way they feel today. It will matter in a couple months, but the way they feel today, it doesn't.
I still don't know if it does. People are so mad, and it's been fumbled so much worse, the PR fallout from it at every single turn. Even look at it's been, 2 weeks? And at the All-Star game, all the players were asked about, every single one of them, what about the Luka trade? Well, that was 2 weeks ago. And like
Adam Silver, I think it's the first question he got during the update, the NBA press conference.
Yeah, and Wembanyama is up there doing better PR for the Mavs than the Mavs themselves. Talking about, man, just Mavs fans are really hurting. I know Pascal Siakam got asked a question just about what rule change would you like to see? And he turned around to go like, I'm not trying to upset anybody. They traded Luka. I'm not going to get anybody angry right now.
Did the New York Times and Athletic merge? Are they the same thing?
New York Times bought the Athletic. So if you see a sports article from the New York Times, that's usually the Athletic.
All right. Well, Bobby found this. I thought it was a tremendous profile piece. And it's a major, major question that needs to be investigated. Who is Nico Harrison and what actually makes him tick?
Yeah, and this one was very, I would say that, I don't know about you. When I read this, I thought this was generally a puff piece attempt almost. It was really good, but I felt like it was definitely trying to like, hey, let's humanize Nico a little bit because he's under a lot of fire right now.
I thought it was pretty fair. They're going to get some comments from people that were close with him at Nike to explain his thinking. And if you totally explain his thinking, you do have to look. Oh, you don't have to do anything, and you're not going to. But what I said like the day after the trade is the man has balls. Well, he's got conviction and he's got guts. And I think that was the extent of the praise that I took out of the piece.
Well, and one of the things that you will see here, one of the things that's covered in the article is the idea of we all were like, what a rash decision. What a quick trigger and just reckless. And when they were talking to all these different people who had worked with Nico Harrison at Nike or who, you know, coached him in college or all these different things, the overwhelming sentiment from them was Nico doesn't have an impulsive bone in his body.
Yeah.
That's not Nico. Nico is not going to make an impulsive decision. He's going to be
coffee involved.
He's going to exactly. He's going to
be how many red shots or what do they call it?
Give him an espresso shot inside his Americano.
Yeah.
An extra one and all of a sudden, oh man, let's do this.
He's going to be
Rob Pelinka spiked his decaf.
He's going to be overly thoughtful almost is what this made it sound like. That he's going to be
measured, calculated. And calm, rational,
and some
not
of things,
rational.
But no, yeah, there's not that. One of the things that they talk about here with him is that he's so big on discipline and being regimented, and how much he got from being around Kobe Bryant as long as he was.
Yeah,
and that essentially that he had soured on Luka because of that sort of expectation that he had gotten from watching Kobe Bryant work. That it's like, why can't Luka do that? Why can't Luka be driven like that? Why can't he do those things? He's also very regimented and disciplined himself. So he very much cares about like.
Wait till your eyes are going to fall out of your head when you hear how he starts conversations.
Yeah, let's jump to that part first. It says, Harrison worked alongside Kobe Bryant for years, witnessing the Mamba mentality firsthand. But he's not merely plagiarizing one of the greatest ever. This is also Harrison's character. Danny Sprinkle, a college teammate of Harrison, said he's that disciplined and detailed. Harrison is a notorious nutrition devotee and will occasionally begin conversations by quizzing friends on their health habits. What did you eat today is one of his go-to greetings to people.
If I had a friend who started, had being the key word, our conversations with, what'd you eat today? Checking up on you like a dietitian. Mm-hmm. I was backhand the hell out of that person. Get the hell out of my face.
Yeah, like Larry North is just walking
Larry
up on
North,
you.
Larry North, that's the go-to, yeah, huh?
That's the one that popped
into
my head.
I think Tony Little. Not Tony sure. Little, Larry North. Okay.
Whoever, it's a generational thing. But they talk about his dad who worked
Someone comes up to you, you know, and kind of like grabs like your side hip, you know, measuring your body fat with their hands.
Yeah, really pinch you.
You got that friend, you know.
So they talk about in this article about how Nico Harrison got his work ethic also from his parents, his dad who worked in an aluminum plant for 30 years. They said he missed one day of work his entire life and how that really set Nico's work ethic up. Nico is super, forthright and honest, except when somebody told him, keep this close to the vest, show me your loyalty. He was in college. He needed to get on scholarship to play basketball. He told his coach, can I please get a scholarship? It's going to cost us a lot of money. And his coach said, yep, but you got to sit on it for like 2 weeks because we can't officially announce it yet. And so Nico kept it so quiet that his mom had to call the coach and go, is he going to be on scholarship next year or not? Because we got to know what we're planning on. Because Nico told his coach, I won't tell anyone. So he didn't tell anyone, including his mom. But so it lays out all these different things that clearly show how regimented and I'll say this, rigid. I think the biggest takeaway I had from this is he's rigid. And it's black and white. There is no gray with Nico Harrison, it doesn't seem like. And
my big takeaway in the whole thing is he's overboard with expectation.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to compare everyone to Kobe Bryant's work ethic, you're going to be severely disappointed. It's like that person, we had Will Chambers sitting in crosstalk a long time ago. And I said, why aren't you in a relationship? And he's like, my expectations are unfair. They're too high. That's to me what Nico Harrison's problem is going to be. Kobe Bryant is supposed to be like a top three worker in the history of the NBA. A maniacal psychopath. You're probably not going to get that in your players and in your superstar. And the follow-up, if you are looking for it and you're like hell-bent on saying, that's what I need. I have to find it. You don't get it in Anthony Davis. It sounds like Anthony Davis is a better leader and character person than I ever knew about him. But he's hurt. And he's hurt all the time. And just because he's hurt does not mean he does not work hard. But Kobe Bryant was reliable. Kobe Bryant shooting free throws with the busted Achilles. And Anthony Davis is not reliable. So you want to be unfair part one, that's probably going to be a mistake. But you want Anthony Davis to be the idea and the foundation of your Kobe Bryant-esque leader? What are you doing?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I can't remember who said that. I was somebody from NBA radio said, it may have been Eddie Johnson. I don't want to attribute to somebody who didn't say it. But the leader of the league sets the tone for the league. When it was Jordan's league, super crazy worker, everybody followed suit. If the leader of the league is the most physical player in the league, everybody else in the league becomes more physical. And it's been LeBron's league for 20 years. So what have we seen? He doesn't care about the All-Star game. Neither does anybody else. He works hard. His body's in great shape, but takes a lot of games off. So does everybody else. That whole trend kind of trickles down. And, you know, it's almost as if every player is now like being judged from an era that doesn't exist anymore, being judged in this era. And Nico is in a different era. Like he's looking at the league as how it should, as how it used to be,
yeah,
or how it should be, and not how the league actually is.
To be fair, Luka, just to be completely fair, and I didn't want to get rid of Luka. Luka doesn't even meet the normal standard for most stars of his conditioning or anything else. So yeah. I mean that it,
but
even
does he
even
meet
by
the standards of a European player.
No. Jokic had to turn it up. Jokic had to change.
Giannis
had to change.
Jokic went like, on a bender for a summer.
After they won, yes, he did. But you're talking about like people talked about how rigid his work ethic became before
Jokic
he won a title.
Jokic made a conditioning leap that Luka never has. I mean, he clearly did. He lost. I mean, it looks like he lost 30 pounds.
I have to go back and check the timeline of like age. You know, like did Joker make it at 24?
Yeah. Well, no, just say like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. That's when it felt
sure,
like.
Sure, yeah. And look, there's nothing, again, I didn't want to get rid of Luka. I'm just saying
Joker's
that.
Joker's 29.
So it's 20. So
just say, call it 27. 28.
I mean, at least give them to then.
26.
Even by today's standards, though, of even if those are lower than what past generations were, it's still Luka hasn't met that even. So I will say that. But like you point out, Anthony Davis is already hurt. And this article talks about that concern built up specifically with Nico Harrison that Doncic's body was going to break down sooner than people thought. It's like, okay, then why did you go get the guy who is the poster child for his body breaking down?
Yes.
But this was the interesting part of this. There were a couple different things out of this.
You can say part two.
Yeah, there's some quotes from Bob Vulgaris, different things like that. But one of the things that was interesting was they point out that Nico Harrison had pretty much become hell-bent on he was going. Luka was not staying here.
The first thing I copy and pasted to note was the Mavericks were never going to offer Luka that mega deal.
Yeah.
League sources said they were never going to offer it. They were more scared. In one of the original Windhorse reports, it said they were more scared of him accepting it.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Like, they were terrified of Luka accepting the deal than offering it.
And that makes sense when you read this piece and you see how regimented Nico is and how tidy Nico is.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, are you projecting an unrealistic standard that you hold for yourself or that you held for your most famous client, Kobe Bryant? Are you now plastering that on your basketball team and you just made what you think is measured decision, but it's actually reckless because of the standard that you're holding up? That's not realistic to give to Luka or really anybody else. If your standard is, do you work like Kobe Bryant? They need to trade the entire Mavericks roster.
Yeah.
Everybody has to go because nobody works like Kobe.
Yep.
There's two players in the history of the NBA that work like Kobe. And so to me, it's.
And he also kind of, you know, dismisses the negative Kobe traits, it seems like.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant as a teammate, like, the Laker bus didn't talk to Kobe. Now, this was early on, but this is what you keep talking about. Nico should have looked at that maturation and growth that took place with maybe Kobe the teammate, but there's a ton of Kobe Bryant. After Kobe passed away, I always mention it on radio. It's so funny how everyone just loves Kobe. Kobe Bryant, one of the most hated players in the National Basketball Association outside of Los Angeles when he was playing.
Yeah.
Selfish.
Sure.
Hijacked that Suns game where he's like, fine, you think I shoot too much? I'm not going to shoot. Is that the character that Nico Harrison is obsessed and in love with?
Sounds like me.
There's trade-offs.
It sounds a lot like you. My gosh, I can absolutely see
fine, I won't
you
shoot the ball at all.
Holy cow.
Yes, not going to attack. All right, so there's a little profile piece. We'll do part two at 8 o'clock. We have a Dierks Bentley ticket giveaway for you being a Tolo. That stands for turn it on, leave it on during the 720 Expressway, but I'm so pleased that Choppy decided to save this for when I came back. A lot of trepidation, a lot of worry over the RJ Choppy funeral speech for his father. Bobby was there and recorded it. Let's take you through the awkwardness next.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.